Thanks for tuning in to the Real Estate Today podcast. Right now, we're going to discuss the benefits of Section 8 housing.
I'm Marcia Edwards, residential broker with Windermere Real Estate.
And I'm Renee Nelson with PacWest Commercial Real Estate.
Let's talk a little bit about what the climate is from the tenant's perspective. You've got some great information you shared with us last program in regards to who's paying rent, is rent getting paid, are they surviving the wave of non-payment if that's still out there?
Yeah, so Multifamily Northwest, which is an association out of Portland designed to help educate landlords and advise them on what to do, especially during the COVID situation. They did a survey of households to see who was paying rent by the 15th of the month. And they found out that overall vacancy within 18,000 affordable units was reported at only 2%. And again, that was, so they looked at statewide, they looked at affordable housing as well as market rate. Do you know what affordable housing is?
Explain that.
Okay, so that's basically where somebody has government assistance. A lot of landlords know that by the handle of Section 8, where a tenant will pay a portion of the rent, but they may qualify because they're at a certain median income level that the state will assist them in their rent payment.
Okay, so we were talking about vacancy just now. Is that right? Actually, vacant units are 2%?
Yes. And the reason that that's where that is because there's always a waiting list for people to get into the affordable housing category. And most of those people, once they get there, okay, here's the good thing. Once they qualify, they do not have to continue to qualify every year. Once you're in the program, you're in the program.
So do landlords find this a benefit or do they get concerned with this subsidy situation, feel vulnerable?
It's a mixed bag, and here's why. If your property, if you're going to take Section 8 tenants, then you have to have your property looked at by the Section 8 advisor. It's a person that's basically an advocate for the tenant. So some of the things, as an example, you have to have screens on all the windows. So if you don't have air conditioning, the tenant has to be able to open the window. So you have to have screens on all your windows. You have to have your gutters clean so that, you know, it's not overflowing and stuff. And some landlords, that makes them mad that the government's telling them how their property has to look.
So they're going to want, someone's going to want to know if they could qualify their property. Is there a resource for that?
Call me. That's the best way.
I'm Marcia Edwards, Windermere Real Estate.
And I'm Renee Nelson, PacWest Commercial Real Estate. Have a fantastic evening.